Welcome to Classical Conversations from WGMS, Washington's classical station, and VivaLaVoce.com. Here's James Bartel.
Pianist Lang Lang is among the most visible artists in the classical music world right now, a superstar pianist. He's played The Tonight Show. He soon will appear on Sesame Street. He's the first Chinese pianist to be engaged by the Berlin Philharmonic and all Big Five American orchestras. His Carnegie Hall recording not only topped the classical charts, but entered the German pop charts. He was a sensational prodigy in China. At 11, he played the complete Chopin Etudes in the Beijing Concert Hall. Lang Lang's newest record features Chopin, the B minor sonata, also other works, a Mozart sonata, Schumann's Kinderszenen, and each work has a special connection to his youth. For instance, Lang Lang says that the Liszt Second Hungarian Rhapsody here takes him back to his childhood watching Tom and Jerry on TV.
When I was 2 years old, I started watching television, and one day I saw Tom and Jerry playing together on television. And I find it's really incredibly interesting for me because I had a piano next to the television and I start imitating it right away. So that kind of inspired me to be a pianist. Actually, that time I much prefer to be that cat rather than a real pianist.
Tom was the cat, let's see, chasing after the mouse, Jerry. As I recall, neither of these characters had almost said anything during the cartoon. It was all action, music, and sound.
So that's great because otherwise, you know, as a little Chinese, I couldn't really understand English. So you see, music is really a good universal language from the beginning.
Let me ask you about the memories that you have of the Mozart C major sonata in your youth.
I moved to Beijing when I was 9 years old, and I studied with a teacher there. And she has a problem with me, and she doesn't like my playing, and she doesn't like me as a person. So she said to me, "You're not talented, you better should drop, and you should do something else." And, you know, I was really, really depressed because I was really enjoy what I'm doing, which is making music. And she fired me. She kicked me out from her class, and she said, go home your hometown and do something else. And so this was very sad for me. So in 3 weeks, I didn't want to play piano, and I prepared to go back home to my home city, which is Shenyang in the northeast region of China. And before I left, there were a party at the public school. So the music teacher said to me, you're normally, you know, you're very good, so you should play something for your colleagues, for the kids, basically. And I said, okay, but I'm not a pianist anymore. I don't play anymore. And he said, what are you talking about? I said, you know, my piano teacher fired me and I'm going back home. I don't want to study. And he told me, you know, come on, you know, this is a party. You should play a little bit. And then every kid from the class start clapping. Let's go, Lang Lang, play something. Then they find the score, the second movement of this Mozart sonata, which is K330. C major. So I start with the second movement, and through the piece, I just really, for me, it's really hard to not playing piano because this is what I really love to do, and this seems like it's going to be part of my life. So right after this, I decide to stay in Beijing, and my first teacher in my home city find me another teacher, and so I started over again.
What a difficult thing to go through when you're just 9 years old, or any time, really.
It was very difficult.
The Mozart work sort of brought you back.
Yeah, so I'm very, really always thankful to this piece because it's really brightened my hope again.
The Schumann work, Kinderszenen, scenes from childhood, it might be remembered, it's not a work for children to play. In fact, it's not even written for children to appreciate all that much. Is that right?
It's actually Schumann wrote this piece, and he wanted to be more like a kind of a mature, not, I wouldn't say old man, but very matured guy or woman looking back about his or her life. So therefore, that the amazing thing about this piece is that no matter you're Chinese or Americans or from South America or from Africa, we will always have the same kind of things happens in your childhood, which is like, you know, playing a hidden game or go somewhere very new, you've never been there before, and to make some new friends. or like you play wooden horse, or you listen to your grandma or some of your relatives or friend telling you a story before you fell in sleep, or you hear some poetry. So no matter where you're from, you will have almost the same kind of experience in a different ways, but it's the kind of same subject, like you're begging your relatives for a gift, or sometimes you feel that you're a very important person in your class. So all those things are really, we're talking about human being, you know, and no matter it's German or elsewhere, it has the same kind of thinking of childhood. So therefore, I think this is a tremendously unique piece, but in the same time, it's a really international.
And when you first came to Germany to play in a competition when you were about 11, didn't this work have special meaning for you then?
You know, that was the first time I went out to China to... Actually, it's my first time sitting in the airplane, and everything was really first time. You know, I kind of think that world, even culturally, is different. But if you speak and if you are kind of try to communicate with them, I think it's the same, really. I mean, I don't see such difference between people, no matter where you're from. And of course, the buildings are different, you know, the food is different. But the way of thinking of life or how to live in this world, there's always a lot of things in common. Maybe you approach in a different style. But when you try to do something, there's always connection, which is the progress. There's always some kind of connection.
The Chopin B minor sonata, you say, requires a good deal of physical power to play. Would you elaborate on that a little bit? What do you mean?
It's a piece that is with such a intensive romantic sonata, but built from the classic form. It's like a Beethoven or Schubert sonatas, you know, these four movements. It's incredibly, I mean, takes so much energy for you because, you know, the contrast between each movement is incredibly big. It's really from the first movement to second movement, it's like another piece. And then the third movement is so advanced. I mean, you hear some kind of things that even you felt that in Wagner, he actually adapts some of those things, you know, so deep and the key changes, it's unbelievably intensive. And right after that, such a complicated third movement, and it's really hard to switch to this fourth movement right away. You know, it's a really incredibly never expected before, this kind of unexpected surprise. So that's why it's really caused lots of concentration and the physical power to control all those contrast and the difference. It's a piece that I kind of get comfortable with it after 10 years of practicing, of experiencing new things. So I think it's a good time to record this sonata after 10 years of working. And the first time I was listening to this, on a radio in China, listened to Arthur Rubinstein play this piece. So this was the first piece I heard from Arthur Rubinstein, and I got stunned right away.
This is an unusual recording, is that it's actually two discs. The second disc has just a single work on it, the Liszt Second Hungarian Rhapsody. And you say you base your performance on the Horowitz Carnegie Hall recital of 53.
Here's the thing. After I watched this Tom and Jerry thing, for me it's a little bit hard to figure it out how to make this piece so exciting, a little bit like a cartoon. You know, the original Liszt version is wonderful, but it's not like in the Tom and Jerry cartoon, because there's I find it's a little bit thick, the chords. Sometimes it's not strong enough. And one day, I was listening to Horowitz recording, then I thought, oh, wow, but where should I get the score? This is very difficult to do it, you know, because then the way I wrote... listen to many times to recording and then kind of get the notes, what he's playing. And in the same time, I add some of my own stuff.
1953, that's back when Tom and Jerry were in their heyday. Maybe Horowitz was watching the cartoons and that's how he came up with this version of the list.
That I don't know, but Horowitz is a legend and Tom and Jerry is a legend. So everything if it happens on both of them, even you don't believe it, but you need to believe it.
Yeah. Well, Long, thanks so much. The best of luck with the recording and with the concerts upcoming here in D.C. and elsewhere.
Cool. I know. Oh, one thing. This is the Year of the Dog in China, and I was born in the Year of the Dog, so have fun with the Year of the Dog.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Long, he's performing 15 concerts in April from Cleveland to Florida to Dallas and Atlanta to Philadelphia and Princeton to Chicago, Newark, and Carnegie Hall. He'll be in the Washington area for one concert at the Music Center at Strathmore, presented by the Washington Performing Arts Society, the evening of Thursday, April 13th, playing music from his new record, Memory, along with Chinese traditional music. This is James Bartel.
This has been a Classical Conversation with Washington's Classical Station, WGMS, and VivaLaVoce.com.